Eastern.
I can't wait for Tommy to get here.
What do you want?
Jamie can't have any alcohol.
Oh my
Shut
god.
Shut up! Woo! You're pregnant!
What?
Oh my god!
I couldn't wait!
You're pregnant!
Yeah.
I'm waiting to meet my first child. Jamie is pregnant. In 5 months, I'll be a father. It's going to happen whether I am ready or not. I have claimed for several years to be ready to start a family, but finding out Jamie was pregnant was a jolt. Not a lightning bolt, but an earthquake. News you cannot be ready for. The ground on which we had been standing for years, so solid, so predictable, was shaking.
Wow!
On the evening of January 15th, I came home after a day that can only be described as normal. Jamie, dark and beautiful, was standing in the living room holding a pee stick. I didn't know what else to call it. She stood there, staring up at me with her big, round, Disney character eyes. She had been waiting. I knew immediately.
So, do you have any words of wisdom or advice for a newborn parent?
You'll find out. A newborn parent is you don't know really what you're in for.
For the last month, I have been thinking a lot, not about one thing, but about many things. Of course, the baby, but also about parenting. I'm going to be a father, and I haven't a clue what that really means. To be responsible for another life.
It's a terrifying thing, but at the same time, it becomes so natural, it's absolutely ridiculous. So, you have nothing to worry about, man.
Did I learn anything from my parents? Sure, I thought they were great. But I never took any notes. What did they have? Will I have whatever it was? Will I someday give my own child the same admiration I have for my own mom and dad? I feel as though I had, and still have, great parents. This notion has been reinforced by my sister, Cassie, soon to be Aunt Cassie. For the past couple months, I have failed to identify why we feel this way. In my head, I've tried to somehow calculate what makes a good parent, but my mental list never adds up to a great parent. Not automatically, anyway.
You're gonna meet Grandma! A real one!
Mom has always been so patient. Impossibly patient. That one always comes to mind first because I am painfully aware that it is one of my own weaknesses. I've always known Mom would be there. So dependable, it would be impossible not to take for granted. So reliable, it's boring. She has always been selfless to a fault, and we love her more for it.
We weren't shocked. Well, we were surprised.
Yeah. That's insane. What are you guys gonna do? Where are you gonna live? Moving here?
Don't know yet. Still deer in headlights.
Jamie stood there in the living room, pee stick in hand. "So this is interesting," is all she said as she looked up at me. A smile came across my face. I remember a fair amount of silence as neither of us could really believe the news. It was not expected, nor was it surprising. We hadn't been like some other couples with apps tracking cycles and having sex based on a calendar. I'm not saying that we wouldn't. We just hoped it would not be necessary. We had decided to spend a year letting what would be, be. Then, it just happened.
So you, was this like a, was this planned, or,
Yeah, that's a question that, most people seem to ask. So I always say, I know how babies are made, but we weren't planning per se. Like, we knew it was possible. You know what I mean? We weren't, like, trying the way that you, you might think.
But if it happened, you're like, okay, cool.
News like this sinks in quickly and slowly, simultaneously. The sobering reality that life as you know it is about to change is not lost in the initial moments. The small fears crept into the corners of my mind in seconds. Is it healthy? Are we ready for this? What should I do now? The more subtle realizations come slowly over days and weeks. Thoughts about economics, sleeplessness, responsibilities. In those first moments, however, none of it was instant for Jamie. She needed more proof. The plus sign on the stick was not proof enough. With news of this gravity, it's okay to ask for more. Doubt is natural. Jamie did not want to wait until tomorrow or next week. Minutes after getting the news of one positive pee stick, we were headed to the local grocery store. After four positives, there was no denying we were pregnant. The news settled over us like a heavy blanket, and we laughed at the pile of pee sticks now sitting on our kitchen island, where we make dinner. Gross, we thought. We laughed again because we were excited, we were nervous, and mostly we were clueless at what to do next. So we cleaned the countertop. Mom. With my mother, it was easy to identify characteristics that place her firmly in the good parent category. I could listen to anyone describe an excellent parent and just shake my head thinking about my own mother. She would have all the attributes that anyone could possibly list. With Dad, it's less apparent. Fatherhood has been on my mind for obvious reasons. That will be my role. What made Dad a great parent is subtle. He was more of a lead-by-example kind of parent. He never pretended. Just being who he was, who he is, that was his technique. I'm excited that Dad and I will now share this experience of fatherhood. I can't help but wonder how I'll be a different father than he has been. In what ways might I be better or worse? Dad certainly never read the baby books, if there were any. He never consulted a how-to manual. I don't ever picture my father worrying too much about parenting because Mom was there. The way I really see it, Dad was probably set in his ways long before I arrived. The mornings have always been his domain. He wakes like he lives two time zones to the east. He is hopelessly unhip. He doesn't care about what other people think. At a young age, it might have been embarrassing on occasion, when he'd drop me off in a beat-up old truck, covered head-to-toe in paint splatters to meet a parent. It would be years before I'd learn a lesson about perception, before I would find pride in my father's work, years before I'd appreciate the power of manual labor, and it would be even longer before I'd see the freedom in what he had chosen to do. The lesson was there. To always take pride in whatever you do. And maybe I was left to come to it on my own. Dad worked so hard, often late, and then he'd eat dinner and melt into the couch. But he always found the energy, even if for a minute, to chase us around the house, to horseplay, to tickle. Just enough energy to eat dinner, always around the table, as a family, as directed and prepared by Mom. Then, almost nightly, he'd fall asleep on the couch. His fashion could only be described as comedic. I think my sister thought he was trying to torture her when she was young, as he wore knee-high white socks with sandals or bright white shoes with $100 bills printed on them. Getting Dad to wear pants around the house was a necessary chore when company would visit. Another lesson, perhaps. He was tall, wiry, skinny legs, and crazy hair. His teachable moments were indirect, but every bit as powerful. Dad reminded us, perhaps not even on purpose, to love life and to have fun. In that, he led by example. He loved his job, and he showed us how to work hard. It may sound cliche, but it came easy to him. The work hard, play hard lifestyle was a constant. He loved work. Still does, too. I also love what I do. I love to work. I'm not certain if that's because of him, but I'd like to think so. At the very least, he always let me, encouraged me, to pursue my own interests, even when he didn't understand them.
You're finding out real early.
Okay,
it's
no,
not
bro,
it's
yeah,
not spreadable information yet.
No more Curry Kenny, Dad. No, I'm kidding.
It's real early.
Well, I
haven't been to the doctor.
If you guys were racing, I've never seen two tortoises.
You're pregnant. Oh, my God.
That's what we
said. Yeah.
The first trimester was rough for Jamie for all the obvious reasons. Yes, morning sickness, but also every night. We live in a small apartment. I would hear her in the bathroom getting sick before and after work almost daily. There was nothing I could do, and I hated that, probably because I was largely responsible. The first trimester was rough for another reason I had never considered. There's a cruel irony that you aren't supposed to tell anyone that you're pregnant, but it's all you want to do. It's big news, the kind you want to share, but you can't.
Grandma!
Yeah?
How are you?
Right now, I'm miserable.
Oh, I don't like to hear that.
No, I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah. My legs have been bothering me, and I just took a pill.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Oh, good. Well, good. I called because I have some news for you.
You're pregnant.
You're right.
You're kidding.
Nope, true. True story.
Oh, no.
Oh, no? Why, oh, no?
Hold on a minute here. Josh, I will sit down. Hold on.
Sure.
In this damp weather, my legs hurt, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a quick trip. I mean, you get Cancun and you're pregnant at the same time.
Yep, Jamie was pregnant on our trip. No, we've been pregnant for a couple months, but usually you don't tell people until you know everything is going well. And everything is going well. Jamie is...
That's good.
She's about 3 months pregnant now. And,
I bet your mother's pleased.
She is, yeah. We told her about us.
She didn't say a word.
No, well, we asked them not to yet, but now, I wanted to tell you.
Starting pregnancy with a secret is strange. I understand it, but I'm still not sure I agree with the concept. Jamie felt like shit, bloated, nauseous. But she had to continue acting like non-pregnant people do, socializing like non-pregnant people do, talking like non-pregnant people do. She felt alien, with an alien growing inside her, and I was the only one who knew. For the whole of the first trimester, I was happy and excited, and I felt great, but the same could not be said for Jamie.
It's fun to share news like this, you know? Good, exciting news.
The only bad thing about this is usually poor woman so sick all the time.
She, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Poor Jamie. She, so she's actually not so bad now, but the first, so, you know, the first 3 months, because she's in month 3.5 now. But the first, maybe month 2 and 3, she was pretty much sick every morning and every evening and nearly puking and sometimes actually puking. So she had a lot of morning sickness, a lot of evening sickness. Jamie and I are pregnant.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hold it a minute. I'm going to give you Opa because she just woke up from a nap.
Sure.
And I'm sure he'd want to talk to you.
Sure.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Josh.
How you doing, Grandpa?
I'm doing one day at a time.
One day at a time. All right. Well, I had to call you guys because Jamie and I are pregnant.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very great.
We almost feel a little late to the party. All of our cousins, my cousins have been getting busy, but yeah, we're excited.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful birthday present for me, John.
Yeah. Yeah, your birthday's coming up. What, in 2 weeks, or?
Just don't name him Robert, okay?
We all know that life is going to change when the baby arrives. What I didn't know is that my life would change as soon as I heard that heartbeat. The baby is coming. The thoughts about where we will live, how we can continue working, what we need to buy, and how mom and baby are doing, those thoughts are all consuming. It's hard to think about anything else. The medical profession wants you to worry, or at least it would seem that way. So many questions and discussions of potential problems and risks. Those early months are stressful and a bit frightening, and doctors start sentences with things like, "Let me tell you about the risks." And they end conversations with advisements of additional testing and frequent visits to make sure that everything is going okay. The second trimester does seem to slow down and be a lot less scary. Ultrasounds are less stressful and far more enjoyable. It's very exciting to see the growth. Appointments are short and, dare I say, fun. Our baby was rarely cooperative when it came time for an ultrasound, always hiding in the womb. Rotating in just the wrong way, shying away from the camera much the same way I did when I was young, and we laughed at the idea of this troublemaker. Could this be indicative of personality?
Well, Jamie and I are planning on joining you guys.
What?
Yeah.
Now we know it's an awesome! Awesome! Yeah!
That's
why I really wanted to be
the aquarium. Yeah.
So when did you find out?
By now, I felt terrible before. Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, are you gonna find out?
Yeah.
So you can plan.
Yeah.
Going into this, I thought that 9 months was nothing. I thought the pregnancy would fly by and I'd be holding my child before I knew it. I was wrong. When you're waiting on a major life event and your partner is often sick and uncomfortable, 9 months feels much longer. The to-do list feels as long as the wait. We haven't yet registered or taken any requisite classes, haven't read the baby books. We don't even know where we're going to live, where our child will come home to when we leave the hospital.
You got a good head on your shoulders, and you know what's important, and that's really all that counts. And the kid's going to drive you absolutely fucking nuts. I got a 2.5-year-old that's going on 14 right now. She hasn't been outside in 2 goddamn months. So
if my stupid cousins can do it, surely I can do it.
Right. Because, you know, well, it is compared to your Thompson, right? So, here's the beauty of it, man, is that you guys are secure and you know what you want and you know where you're going and everything. So, your kid has got a leg up on the rest of the fucking world. There's no advice. It's just you take it as it goes, and you've got the morals, you've got the good head on your shoulder, and you'll be absolutely fine, man.
I appreciate that. I've been holding my tongue for the last 2 months, and you know, just excited to tell you guys.
That's awesome. How far along is she?
Dad likes fishing. I did too from a very young age. It was one of the ways that we spent quality time together, early mornings on quiet lakes. Neither of us were particularly good at expressing emotion, especially 15 years ago. But let me clarify before I continue. He's not one of those parents that never said, "I love you." He said it often, and I always knew it. Perhaps my father didn't realize how obvious it was. Many times when I was young, my Uncle Ed would tell me how my father felt. I always assumed that my dad had asked my uncle to say those things for him. The words of love and support were never a secret, but they always felt good. Now back to fishing. 15 years ago we were in Canada. We had just gotten to the lake and we were excited to get on the water. We rushed out, leaving the tackle box behind. Before long we caught a nice big northern pike. We looked into the mouth full of teeth to see the lure, and we were without pliers. Dad said, "I'll hold the fish tight, you reach down there and unhook the lure." It was one of those just trust me moments. Now I have always been averse to pain, so I didn't love this plan, but he convinced me that he wouldn't let the fish make a move, and I believed him. I made my fingers as small as possible and began the descent past the teeth. Right then, the fish shifted violently and raked its teeth along my hand. There was nothing Dad could do. Fish are as strong as they are slippery. My hand was immediately bloodied and we were headed for shore. I didn't think twice about that night for almost 15 years. That is until recently when a similar scenario arrived this year. Dad asked me to trust him. I only joked. Yeah, like when we were fishing in Canada and... That's when Dad interrupted and finished my sentence. He had remembered that evening, all this time. It was not a memory that I expected him to have. We have so many other fishing memories, great ones. But there it was, a moment when he asked his son to trust him and failed. I never saw it that way, but I think maybe he had. I tell this story because the truth is, I cannot think of one instance where he let me down. And it's hard for me to imagine, hope as I may, that my child at 31 years of age saying, "My dad, Josh, he never let me down."
Well, I guess the big thing is I'm pregnant.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
True story.
On purpose?
Jamie is a small girl. She's gaining weight, and I love catering to her every craving. It's the least I can do for my wife. The woman uncomfortably carrying our child. The question everyone asks me on the phone is, well, is she showing? Yes, unfortunately, I think we both are. She wants coconut ice cream with fudge, and I can't very well let her enjoy it alone. The word bump is now a part of my weekly nomenclature. Since the pregnancy, I have fallen for my wife anew. I never put much stock in the term pregnancy glow before, but I now see it completely and beautifully in my wife, Jamie.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Dude, how's she doing?
I know she's uncomfortable often, and unfortunately for both of us, empathy is another department where I'm lacking. But I see the beauty, the miracle, and I have a hard time remembering it's not all glamorous for her.
Dude, congratulations, man. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks, man.
You're
going
to be great parents, dude.
Thank you.
Well, hell yeah.
If it's not obvious, I am extremely excited Jamie is pregnant. I'm exuberant about the arrival of our baby boy or girl who I can dote on and smother with love, who I can lift into the air like the little Lion King and show off as the proud papa I will surely be. We are working on a name. It has been he, she, or it, and now it's Jamash, an unclever moniker coined by my sister, but I must admit has caught on. My dad even thought it might be the name we've actually chosen. We like Jackson for a boy, but we don't know about a girl. We've lived on Jackson Street for 5 years, and it's where Jamash was conceived. But it's going to take us more time to agree on a name if Jamash turns out to be a girl. Naming is more difficult than I expected. It's so permanent. Can a name really shape who they become? I'm not sure. But add it to the list of things to worry about.
So excited!
Yeah!
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm still happy.
Yeah.
Just telling a few people at a time. Yeah, like, don't put it on Facebook because nobody knows. I don't go on Facebook. Everybody will know where I live. Everybody will. Literally, you can't tell yet. I can't tell yet.
Where
are you from? You still have to tell like everybody else.
My mother. My mother is the calming voice in my head. She reminds me to breathe. She reminds me to do better, to be better. A number of years ago, when the WWJD bracelets were popular, I did not have one, never needed one. When confronted with a problem that felt too big for me to face, I asked myself, WWMD, what would Mom do? I can hear her voice guiding me, helping me to choose the tougher choice, the one on sturdy moral ground. The one I know is right. The one I know is right already because of her. For the most part, I'll be taking parenting cues from my mother. Hopefully, whatever she has taught me, I can pass along. I've been called many things in my life, but wise has never been among them. But I know that trying to be a parent half as good as my mother is a smart thing to do. It's not all rose-colored glasses, though, 'cause like Dad, Mom embarrassed us too. The difference was that she seemed to know it. That made it all the more heedful. Mom would come to class dressed up, and kids would turn to my sister or me. Is that your mom, under that mask? We knew it was her. Other kids may have thought it was cool, but my sister and I were generally mortified, shrinking into our desks and denying any relation. Peter, Judas. This kind of thing happened on holidays, birthdays, and generally any day she wanted to ruin. That's how we saw it, anyway. Only much later would we appreciate these visits. If she had done these things today, they'd probably be filmed by classmates and put on YouTube. It wasn't what other parents did. But that's why I know it was amazing. How amazing she was. How amazing she is. She taught us life lessons actively and thoughtfully. I think she was deliberate, attentive, and careful. Always teaching. Probably still teaching. She entertained us, gave us dance parties and good hugs. We would play games, always. We did a lot of crafts. It likely led me into a career of being creative. We didn't have a video game console, because she wouldn't allow it. Too much TV. When we would complain about being bored, I can remember her telling us, "People who are bored are boring people to be with." I hated it. I still kind of hate it. I'm sure I'll say it to my child someday. And then bite my tongue and smile. She'd tell us to go outside, and we did. We learned how to make up games. We rode our bikes. When we were thirsty, we drank from the hose. She didn't even know where we were half the time. Does that make a good parent? We never felt smothered or inhibited. She made us feel independent, but never neglected. We were not fragile, and she knew it. We got dirty. We ate Hostess cupcakes from the freezer. We stayed out past dark, chewed candy cigarettes, and we lived to tell. So to my future child, this is what our world was like before you arrived. Crazy, emotional, filled with joy and love. So much love. So tonight I will lay down next to you and my wife, your mother. I will feel the weight of the future on my shoulders and I'll think of you, floating, weightless, careless, in a world that I could never remember. I will hope that you're doing well and that you are comfortable and that you are safe. And I'll realize just before I go to sleep that these new thoughts are the ones that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. Sleep good. Sleep well.